Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
Big Screen, Little Screen, bringing you the best things to watch either on the big screen at the cinema or the little screens that we have in our homes. Susie Lyon joins me to talk about what we can watch. Susie, welcome back to the show.
G'day, Kat. I'm going to jump straight in with a TV show for you on Sky Show. It's called Breeders and it stars Martin Freeman and Daisy Haggard. Season 1 has already been released and Season 2 was released on the 22nd of June. It's a comedy drama, but you would be forgiven for thinking it's a little bit of a reality show due to its realistic view on parenthood. A no-holds-barred look at relationships and what it means to have kids aged under 7, i.e. hard work. We follow Paul and Ali as they try to sleep, work and navigate their lives with their children, Luke and Ava, and as well as their own parents. Partially based on Martin Freeman's own experiences of being a dad, Breeders explores the paradox that every parent knows but never really admits. You would willingly die for your children, but nothing makes us crazier or angrier than our kids.
Let's have a quick listen.
You guys happy?
No, don't be daft.
How can we be late again?
Bloody hell.
Well, who is happy with two kids under 7?
I need a poo.
Everyone shouts at their kids.
It's different, Dad, believe me.
There we go. Oh, Mother, be reasonable, you prick!
I don't know why, but I'm sorry. It does make me chuckle. I have laughed out loud at this one.
Yeah, me too. It's really, really funny. You know what? There's so many things that I'm like, absolutely, that is exactly what I did.
During the first season, though, there was the character of this estranged father that turns up to kind of make amends. Turned out, though, the actor that they had for it was not the actor that they had initially intended to play that part.
That's right. This part is played by Michael McKean, who you might recognize as Saul Goodman's brother in Better Call Saul. But the estranged father role originally went to Michael Gambon, big name in theater and movies, who I know as the other Dumbledore. The reason Michael Gambon didn't continue with the role as Ali's dad was because he was having trouble remembering his lines due to some memory loss issues.
I have never considered until this moment just how much Michael Gambon and also Michael McKean actually look quite similar. They do look alike, actually.
The series was actually conceived over therapeutic lunches between Freeman and writers Simon Blackwell and Chris Addison. They all sat around ruminating about the darker side of parenting. They said they felt like it was freeing to be able to talk to each other about the things that they were not able to discuss in civilized settings. They discovered that they all had these parenting moments in common. But as a society, we make parents feel bad for all the things that happen to every single one of us.
It's a great show. It's very funny and it also acts as great contraception. Let's move on and have a look at a show that's on Netflix. This is Bo Burnham Inside.
So Bo Burnham is a musical comedian, a stand-up comedian and an actor, and started filming himself in his house performing his art. The reason for it, COVID-19. It features a variety of songs and sketches about his day-to-day life indoors. He depicts his deteriorating mental health and explores themes of performativity and his relationships to his audience. Other songs are about internet activities, including calling one's mother on FaceTime, taking photos for Instagram, and video game streaming. This one is out now on Netflix.
It is quite funny and it is quite relatable. He's been very productive over a very difficult time. And it does make me think, even if I had done all that yoga I thought I'd do or learnt a new language as I thought I might try and do over lockdown, I've still not been quite as productive as Bo.
That is true. This one is being praised for not just the comedic songs, but the style of filming, the lighting, the cinematography, all done by Bo himself. As he was in self-isolation during the entire filmmaking process, he didn't have a film crew or support crew. Critics have praised the way in which COVID-19 is being presented here, the real isolation and loneliness many felt during lockdown and restrictions.
Get ready for a song as we have a quick listen.
Sitting down, going back to work.
He's funny. I like it. It's a really dark sense of humour. And look at what's happened. And actually quite catchy tunes in there.
Yeah. So the title of this special isn't just about being inside a room for a year. It's also about being inside his mind. The lines become blurred on if this is a satirical work of fiction or a documentary, with it being unknown which parts are supposed to be performance and what is the audience watching Bo descend into depression and despair.
It gets quite dark there. Let's look at Nomadland. This one did so well at the Oscars this year and is now available in cinemas.
That's right. I did notice, Kat, that in Geneva, movies seem to come out a lot quicker in the cinemas over there than they do over here in Basel. So I really, really would love to see this one in Basel, but I have to wait. It is out now in Geneva and the surrounding areas. You can watch it in original language as well as in French dubbed. This one stars Frances McDormand and is directed by Chloe Zhao. It follows the economic collapse of a company town in rural Nevada. Fern, played by Frances McDormand, packs her van and sets off on the road exploring a life outside conventional society as a modern-day nomad. After the death of her husband, she travels the vast landscape of the American West.
This one did so well at the Oscars this year. It won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress for McDormand. The total of 6 nominations. Zhao became the first Chinese director and only the second woman to ever win Best Director, while McDormand became the first person to win Academy Awards as both producer and performer for the same film. It also won Best Motion Picture, Drama and Best Director at the Golden Globe Awards. So, you know, if you don't take our word for it, probably take theirs.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a popular one. I'm looking forward to seeing this one. The movie is based on the book Nomadland, Surviving America in the 21st Century by Jessica Bruder. Frances McDormand and Peter Spears got the film rights to the book back in 2017. And after seeing director Zhao's other work, decided to approach her about being the director for this one. They met in 2008 and she agreed to write and direct the film.
Now, we've heard of method acting, of course, but some of the people in this movie are genuine nomads.
Actors and the director for this film actually lived out of vans during the 4 months of filming, but they're not the only nomads in this film. Instead of actors, Zhao included real-life nomads Linda May, Swanky, and Bob Wells with starring roles. Other roles also went to nomads for smaller roles.
That's right. And worth noting that they say that they played sort of fictional versions of themselves. So they gave them license to be a little extra, creative. I guess. Thanks so much, Susie, for looking at the things we can watch this week. Breeders on Sky Show Season 2 is out this week. Also, Bo Burnham Inside, that's on Netflix. It's already out and you can also go out to the cinema and catch Nomadland. Thanks very much, Susie, for Big Screen, Little Screen. If you want to find out more or listen to other episodes, you can go to worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
See you later. Enjoy the movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.